Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 218 with Amanda Peart. First broadcast on the nation's station, Radio GH, on Sunday 27th of April 2025. Today's theme is the letter P, the 16th letter of our alphabet and the 8th least frequently used letter in the English language. Most English words beginning with P have come to us from foreign languages, primarily French, Latin and Greek. Native English versions of these words often start with an F, having come from a German source. However, native English words containing rather than beginning with P are quite common. We are going to begin with a double P, Pershaw Plums, a jig which I wrote to practice the Espanol. The track I use for it is Spears Bruce the Pole Star, both versions interchangeable, though today we will hear Ewan Galloway on his Grove Collection Volume 1 album. We'll be right back. Bowen played Spears Bruce the Pole Star by Muriel Johnston, Bob Duncan of Park Hill by George Bell, Thornton Glen by David Patrick, and For Merkland Tower by Ian Holmes. The Pensioner's Reel by Trevor Rayner is now well over 25 years old, so those dancing it today were very likely active pre-pensioners then, for whom double triangles with corners moving on was not as energy-sapping as it is now. Colin Dewar made the recording for the Sky Collection. Hollinger and his band played Prince Charlie's Welcome to the Isle of Skye, Morag and Robert's Wedding Day by Ian Holmes, Glen Allen and Dick Gossip for the Pensioners' Reel. Pauline's Wedding is a square set Strathspey danced twice through by Keith Dingley in 2000, when I think he was in the Stirling area. It is very much a ladies' leading dance. It begins with half a grand chain in four bars, and then the ladies turn left about, and followed by their partner, dance back to place. Then the ladies begin a double reel of four, while men cast right about, finishing that in partner's place. The ladies lead in a full Shehallion reel, or turn into Allemande hold, dance halfway round, and turn left hand to finish opposite original places. Repeat once back home, which requires 80 bars of music, and as the deviser requested Highland Cathedral, this track from Marian Anderson is ideal. Marian Anderson's Scottish Dance Band from the Sunday Class Dance Book 1 with Highland Cathedral, followed by Marian's tune, The Falling Maple Leaf.
Are you looking for a new CD to listen to? Are you a keen dancer and looking for a new dance? Or perhaps a whole book of new dances? Then look no further. Amanda Peart runs the Sunday Class website and has a large range of stock for you to browse, featuring CDs from many well-known bands like Jim Lindsay, Marian Anderson, The Glen Craig and many more. She also stocks books of dances from the UK, North America, Australasia and Europe, as well as some CDs you might just want to sit and listen to from artists like singer Alex Hodgson and instrumentalist Heather Cameron. All CDs and books can be paid for securely via PayPal using a debit or credit card. Or you can contact Amanda by email with a special order. What are you waiting for? Get yourself online to thesundayclass.org.uk. That's thesundayclass.org.uk.
Our first jig was Pershore Plums, and now we will have the five couple Plum Tree Jig by Anne Dix. another with double triangles, but they are so satisfying in a five-couple set, and this dance also has reels of 3-4-3 across too. Why don't we do it more often? David Hall and his band recorded Real Friends 2 in 2000. For Plumtree Jig were Canadian Jig, Isabel Rattray Hall by Tom Rattray Hall, Hot Punch, the Murray River Jig by Graham Townsend, and the Lemonville Jig by John C. Hayes, played by David Hall and his band. Perth Meets Perth was devised by Pat Stevenson from Western Australia branch for Perth and Perthshire's branch celebrating the Perth 800 anniversary. Very simple four-couple reel. Ones with twos, threes with fours, dance rights and lefts. Ones turn right hand, cast off and weave down to the bottom. Fours and ones right hand across. All advance and retire and circle round and back. This recording is from Marian Anderson's second Australian CD, The Other Kangaroo Paw. Marion played The Casa Gowrie by Jim Johnston, Hauling the Ropes and John Holt's Reel, both by John Renton, and Carfrae by David Patrick. For an eight-time Strathspey, I have chosen Peggy Spouse MBE by John Wilkinson. Peggy Spouse received her MBE in 2008 for her work starting RSCDS Duns and District Branch in 1953. John Wilkinson was also a long-time member of Duns and District Branch. The dance was adopted by the RSCDS in 2010 in Book 46, for which Kenny Thompson and the Wardlaw Dance Band recorded the CD. Appropriately for a Duns dance, the name tune Peggy Spouse was composed by Marian Anderson, and this was followed by another by her, Dan Blackwood. The other two tunes were by Muriel Johnston, John Monroe Sturrock, and La Passeggiata. Another double P now, and certainly upping the tempo, with The Phantom Piper by Barry Priddy. With threes and fours on opposite sides, lots of four-bar phrases, and most people dancing most of the time, it is not a dance for the faint-hearted. The Lothian Scottish Dance Band recorded the second Celebration LP in 1986. Incidentally, Barry Priddy, George Meikle and Sutton Coldfield Branch ran a day of dance, also a weekend of dance, every year, and its successor, an afternoon of dance, is today, with Nicola Scott teaching and Leonard Brown playing. Meikle and the Lothian Band played The Piper's March and Cork Hill for The Phantom Piper. Time for a great favourite, Poll Harrow Byrne, and this is an early recording from Ian MacPhail's band on the 1979 LP Pride of Edinburgh. Thank you. those tunes from Ian MacPhail were The Chester Hornpipe, Ian's own tune, Ray Milbourne, who was a pianist, and The Mason's Apron. And for a medley, how about The Purple Octopus by Jill Burrows? The music was recorded for her by Ewan, and I was taught it at the first Stagger Inn Easter weekend in 2022. Playing for the medley, The Purple Octopus. Peggy Dewar is a reel by Joan Wright of Burnley, published by the RSCDS in Book 38. Muriel Johnston recorded all three versions which have been released.
Thank you.
Muriel Johnston's band played Viscount Reedhaven and Mrs. Fraser's of Cullen Reel by William Marshall, The Perth Assembly by Samson Duncan, and Mrs. Dundas of Arniston by William Gow for Peggy Dewar. Our last Strathspey is a three-couple Strathspey by Derek Haynes, with second couple on opposite sides. A dance to practice chains. In the first eight bars, the ones only dance the track of Inveran Reels. Then all three couples dance a grand chain. Ones and twos dance a ladies chain. And to progress, ones and twos dance half rights and lefts, and then ones and threes dance half rights and lefts. Oh, I forgot to tell you the name of the dance, the Paisley Weavers, from Derek's sixth Carnforth collection, and then later the RSCDS third graded book, for which George Meikle and Gordon Simpson recorded the CD in 2014. Those three tunes, played by George Meikle and Gordon Simpson for the Paisley Weavers, were Lady Jemima Johnston, Mrs. Margaret Holmes by Ian Holmes, and South Inch House by Alistair Wilkie. And our final dance today is the John Drury classic, The Peat Fire Flame. The order of the central movements is turn, reel, set, which used to get shortened to TRS, or trousers. So, a classic recording by Andrew Rankin for this classic dance, originally recorded on an LP in 1971. The Peat Fire Flame is by Marjorie Kennedy Fraser, and the other tunes were all traditional. Alistair of the Dun, Pullin Bracken, and Health and Joy Be With You. A wish for you all. Looking for a pea to play out, I guessed it might be a polka. But then I found this, Paso Peggy, on Callum McLean's Mull Holiday album. Enjoyed today's selection. Many thanks to Ewan and Andy at Radio GH, and join me next week for another programme from the Sunday Class Dance. Bye!